Okay, here we go. So we're holding now by Melechus Dosh. And we discussed in the last year about Tzchita of a Beged, how there could be a possibility of being Oivan Dosh when you're squeezing a Beged. If you're squeezing it for the liquid, if you're not squeezing it for the liquid, then that goes into the category of Tzchita for Malabin, which we'll learn about later on. Test Tzchita Sar. Gozu Chachamim on Tzchita Sar b'Shabbos. Chazal with Geyser on squeezing hair on Shabbos. Squeezing the liquid out from between the hair. V'chol Eifin, afilu kisholchana mashkish and Tzchitu men li'ibud. Even if the liquid's going for waste. V'tamzek v'anagim sh'lelirch it's called guf b'mayim b'Shabbos. This is one of the few reasons why we're knowing not to wash the entire guf in water on Shabbos. He love b'makom mitzvah unless it's b'makom mitzvah.
B'makom mechshash
she'echayim love l'day s'chita sar. So let's back up steps. So s'chita sar, why is s'chita sar only drabana? Why is it any different than a beged? So the idea of a beged is that when you soak a beged, the water gets absorbed into the threads. It's not shot that the water goes in between the threads. Right? If you have a synthetic beged made of polyester, so polyester is like plastic. It doesn't absorb. It's like leather. Leather doesn't absorb. If it's made up of threads, the water may get in between the threads. Material absorbs. So it's daima to dash malabing, where the water is absorbed into the beged. Here on the head. Not other parts of the body. Other parts of the body, the hair is far apart, not far apart or loose, but the hair on your head or your beard, water gets trapped in there, right? You squeeze your beard, some people squeeze their hair, you still have hair. So you squeeze it, the water comes out, because the water was trapped in there. So that's where it's doima to schita. It's similar to schita. Because you're squeezing out the water that's trapped in there. Now, why does he say kol guf? Chazal would go is not to wash the entire guf on Shabbos. Or he said the meaning is not to wash the entire guf on Shabbos, not even with cold water. Because then you'll be washing hair.
That's what the gezeirah was?
It's one of, no, the original gezeirah was made, the Gemara brings down, because the balon and the people that ran the bathhouses would heat the water up on Shabbos. People used to take showers every day, and they were desperate not to miss the day, and they would want to take on Shabbos also, but they didn't have electrical heaters and boilers that you could have hot water. So the owners of the bathhouses would heat the water up on Shabbos in order not to lose customers. So therefore, they acid taking baths on Shabbos. That was what happened. Jewish people. Yeah. And so they asked to take in baths on Shabbos. Then later on, the question came up. So okay, maybe we should be able to be roasted kol hakov, do it with cold water. Won't use hot water. That's exactly for hot water. Maybe cold water should be mata. So for that, there's a few reasons. One of the reasons is because we're worried they come to the schita.
What are the other reasons? Your hair?
Schita of the beged, of the bathing suit, of your hair.
I never understood that. There's a real chash when someone's drying his body off with a towel that there's going to be schita on the towel.
So our towel's probably not, because our towels are thick. I don't know how their towels look. Maybe they also do, but our towels, bederach klal, unless you dropped your towel in the water, you squeeze the water out, it's not going to happen. Right? I can take a towel and dry my hair also, and I won't be able to schita because I'm not squeezing water out. I'm just drying my hair. And the water that's in my hair goes into the towel, and the towel, Shlomo Zalman held that you can dry your hair with the towel. Again, not to press on it because then you can squeeze water out. But more or less, you can rub your hair with it. Whatever water is there is going to go into the towel.
And squeezing then it out, but you're still squeezing it directly into the towel.
So that's fine. That's it. For this thing, he held that was fine. Others disagree with that. What?
Squeezing directly into the towel is fine.
If that's what's happening. But not to press on here.
No, that's the same.
That already is squeezing out.
You're squeezing
first into the towel.
It's going into the towel.
But there's a squeezing happening.
No, with pressure. That's fine. Okay, so now, so the Schidasar, so that's Schidasar. This leads us to the discussion, which is not really our discussion over here so much either, but one of the reasons we're not using a toothbrush is because if you wet the toothbrush beforehand, and then you brush with it, you're squeezing the water out that got trapped between the hairs of the toothbrush. The bristle, the hairs of the toothbrush.
To do if you
which, if you ever saw the kosher toothbrush, so they made the pieces very far apart, but it doesn't really work. But, that's for a different reason. No, I'm saying
why?
That, but I'm talking about for what's trapped between
what?
Why is
it rubber?
So it shouldn't absorb. I'm saying it shouldn't absorb, but I'm saying, but I'm talking about the part that the water is getting trapped between the bristles. Right, that the plastic is just stamped that should absorb and squeeze out from what's in it.
Doesn't work with halacha, it doesn't work to clean your teeth.
What?
Doesn't work with halacha, it doesn't work to clean your teeth.
To clean your teeth.
Wait, but let's see.
So one second. That's one reason. Rav Moshe was concerned about achana in his tshuva. He says you can't brush your teeth because by nature you wash your toothbrush off afterwards. So it's achana. Others are worried about the malacha memareach. Memareach is smoothing something out on a surface. So you're smoothing toothpaste out on your teeth. Which each one of these reasons you could get out of. The first one, that the water between the bristles is use a dry toothbrush.
What's
a chana? A chana is preparing something for tomorrow.
Yeah, have a shower.
So, yeah. A dry, now what? Don't wet it.
You could just put toothpaste in it.
One second. No. That's a different problem. One second. Give me a chance. I see you're totally getting a mess up. Right, so the first reason we gave was because the water trapped between the hairs of the toothbrush, so use a dry toothbrush. The reason of Rav Moshe, so you gotta be careful not to wash it off afterwards. As Rav Moshe was saying, Rav Moshe held not to do it, but I'm saying you can get around it, just don't do it. Be careful not to do it. The reason of memareach is not so clear where you're smoothing something out. You're not smoothing toothpaste out on your teeth. It's not like I take a moisturizing cream and I smooth it out on my hand, right? So that also bets if you can get around. A way to get around that, what people do is, or another way to get around it is take mouthwash, put mouthwash in your mouth, and then stick the toothbrush in your mouth and brush it. That's the best day to take mouthwash?
It has to be schit in your mouth.
In your mouth, in the liquid is not a problem. That's not schit.
Oh, body, you can brush your teeth.
That you for sure can do. Brushing your teeth with toothpaste already, the minig became by the general minig.
Rabbi saying put the mouthwash in your mouth. Toothpaste on the.
Put the mouthwash in your mouth and then stick the dry toothbrush.
Oh, so I want to know if you could put mouthwash in your mouth and then put toothpaste on.
No. So therefore, the general minig is not to use toothpaste. So someone who did not do it until now should not do it.
I just put toothpaste in my mouth.
Because then again you have this memareach question. What some people do is they take toothpaste, they water it down, and then they put it in the mouth, and then they brush it in their mouth. Yeah, I think it's much simpler just to put mouthwash and brush with the mouthwash in your mouth. Again, someone who grew up brushing teeth, definitely there's makom to make like we just went through each chashash. But those that didn't probably should continue not to, because that was the general medic for whatever reason.
I used the disposable ones. You know, the disposable ones, a little ball in the middle.
And it works.
I'm saying it's dry.
It brushes your teeth.
You throw it out right after.
The mice, it practically does it work?
I think so. Yeah.
I need to see it. I don't know.
For Hachana, like.
That ball is toothpaste, so it's like. It's doing
liquid?
It's soft.
No, it's like.
So you're running into the problem of the marech again. Of smoothing something out on a surface. If it is, I'm saying that's it.
For hachana, people actually don't wash their toothbrushes like afterwards.
If you want to be chayshish for Rav Moshe, then you shouldn't do it.
It's a. Rabbi holds it's an issue of.
Look, Rav Moshe said it. I don't argue with Rav Moshe usually. And what's the big deal? So you don't wash it, you wash it after Shabbos.
For next time you're cleaning it, you don't want your toothbrush to be dirty. That's
exactly, that is hachana. You don't want it to be dirty for the next time you need to use it.
No, not for the next time, for now. I don't want to put away a dirty toothbrush.
Really?
Well, okay. I'm saying, you could argue with it, but I don't think that's the biggest deal here.
No, I think it's a pretty big deal to, you know, have my dirty toothbrush around.
So that's what Ramesh was saying, that people can't handle it, therefore don't do it, because he was worried about people doing it.
Yeah.
You're the man that he was talking about. Okay. Risuk Dvash. Kumoish asal is chai peris, just as it's asal to squeeze peris, kain asal rasi dvash mekaveris. Did you ever go to a bee hive farm? Yeah.
There's one.
No? There's in Kfar Chabad. You take the train, you get off the train, it's right there. It's an unbelievable place to go. You should go.
I sent this brother.
What?
Yeah, Kislev.
Yeah?
Shabbos is best, yeah.
You didn't go
and
to the beehive?
You went to the beehive place?
Oh, beehive? No.
No, it's I'm talking about the beehive place.
I sent this brother, a beekeeper, no?
Right. You go there also.
I thought you meant Yakislev.
No. So you see what it means to squeeze the honey out from the kaveris, from the wax of the beehive. Chaliba. Gam chaliba asura. Milking is also asura. Shomelach is dash. I'm Shulchan Aruch brought the Adinim and gave the Chaliba as part of the Shabbos. Right? The people have these farms with cows and they're in pain. So nowadays it makes things a little easier. You have these machines. The cows hook themselves up themselves. They go to the machines.
Really?
Yeah. When we were in Pennsylvania, there was a farm all the way down, a cow farm. And you went all the way down to the end of the road. Are you there?
Yeah, that's right.
All the way at the end of the road and make a right. My kids used to go, they spent hours there on that cow farm.
And you saw this?
Yeah, the girl. Over there was more Amish and
Amish town?
The cows are
Amish town, not there, but the girls that worked there were from Amish. What's the other one?
Amish, they don't use technology.
No, there's two. The Amish and the more religious ones that they just caught this guy was also from.
Christians?
They're all Christians, but what's it called? I forgot the name.
There's more religious than Amish?
There's
Amish is like the Hasidim.
Yeah, but there's Amish and there's, I forgot the
Amish.
Name. Okay. Anyways, yeah. You went to Amish now?
No.
Which there's nothing outside of Amish.
Also, we took a tour around it. I kind of fell asleep on the tour thing.
The guy drove you around?
Yeah, they drive around the whole city and they show you all the different parts. Yeah.
There's no heter for Tzavah Chaim for this.
So the question is, you have to now what do you do with the milk? Could be the milk is usur.
So you couldn't.
You have to let it go.
No, I'm saying let's say without like a machine.
But they don't want to do that. They want to be able to keep the milk. So you have to get goyim. It's ASIC. Okay. Risuk Shelig with Kerach is what we will discuss tomorrow. Crushing snow or ice, making slush.
Is there bigger with ice and water?
If it's ice cubes, it's big. When you have a solid and liquid, it's not tarivus.
A solid and a liquid is not tarivus.
Like a knadel in a soup, a carrot in a soup, a big carrot.
It's not
tarivus. It's okay to. Is it okay?
Unless you need to search for it. So if you have a bowl.
No, it's like, maybe you know, it's like those pictures with like teeth.
I've never been to Amish.
That's not doesn't, you're not really mocked, but you don't care if ice goes into your cup.
The whole thing.